The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is the lady that moves the markets. It's a female with a Fibonacci. It's Nicola Duke. Nicola.
If only that was true.
Well, you mentioned you liked NCCL a lot.
And, oh, in that case, I need to say, I really like the Australian dollar. Everybody who's listening, perhaps it'll move.
Yeah, but so it's done really well since you... Did you get in there? Did you buy any or not?
Yes, I did.
Finally, well, there we are. Yes. At what level did you buy? Because it was up like 20...
But I'm pretty sure that I did not buy enough to move the market. And I bought it underneath that 8 level that I was looking at. So,
okay,
it's all good.
So you bought below 8, and so it's now 10.125. It's going well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going quite crazy.
Your first foray into the small cap area is proving good. Don't get carried away now, though, because sometimes if you make I find some of the people who make the biggest mistakes. Obviously, you're a technician there, but are the people who have a success on their first ever trade, then they go crazy on the next one and it doesn't go the same way. You know, so
terrible. Actually, the market is a really bad teacher. You know, because it does what it does, and it's got absolutely nothing to do with whether you were in it or not, or whether you called it or not. Or, you know, it's just a really bad teacher. The market does what it does.
Well, I'd say
all you could do is manage your risk.
That's it. Well, I'd say it's a good teacher because of that. I mean, you know, I think we're bad students. That's what we are. Bad students, but the market, you know, it's like you've got to exactly manage your risk, and that's it. That's the way forward, I think. In any
situation. Well, that's a head game, isn't it? Because it's all about confidence, whether then you become overconfident and think you're a genius at stock picking.
Everything's a head game, isn't it? Everything's in the head, though. Everything.
It is in the market. Yes, it is. Absolutely, it is. That's exactly what it is.
Okay, let's look at the first chart anyway. Phalanx Group, FLX, up to date. What do you reckon the chart there? We covered this a while back, but FLX. It's a backdrop in the background.
Phalanx Group. Oh, that's my colleague's fill sound. Filled on a trade, he has this R2-D2 sound. And then he has a lightsaber noise. Yes, I know.
All right, let's not mention
people.
Him then.
Okay, I really like it. I think that since the end of December, Phalanx was making a triangle wedge pattern. We've broken out of it today. If we can close above the 50-day moving average, which is at 6.6, and above those early mid-February highs, then we are on our way. It's a proper breakout. And honestly, my first target for this stock is 12. I like it.
Nice. All right.
There is some resistance at 8.6 and at 10, but I think that we should make 12, which is the 2013 lows, if you zoom out in this stock.
Okay, cool. And the next stock it's had a cracking run of late. First of all, it was announced it was not using, or it's gone through its last convertible loan note. They're issuing no more. And now today it's announced two bits of news. Mining contractors secured for the RHA mine, tungsten mine that is, and significant lithium grades up to 3.3% lithium. That's Premier African Minerals, PREM. What do you reckon on the chart?
I love PREM, but at... one, well, actually just below 9.996 is the 200 weekly moving average, and it's the first Fibonacci resistance, so that's where we banged our head. That's what we need to clear to continue higher, and I really do like this to continue higher. The first target's 1.5, second target's 1.8, but that one level and the 200 week moving average is significant resistance, so that's what you've got to watch for. I do think we can, but even on a weekly chart you can see that Premier African Minerals is really overbought, you know, it's quite stretched, so I would like to see it consolidate, trade sideways under that resistance, make a flag or a wedge pattern that, you know, so it can get some energy to make that next push higher. That's what I would like to see in this stock.
Okay, and from a 4-bagger in the last couple of weeks to almost a 10-bagger, pretty much, URU Metals, very hot stock. Where's it going? It's consolidating at the moment. What do you reckon, though? Higher or lower?
Very hot stock. And again, that same 0.236 Fibonacci retracement. That's the first one, you know, when you draw your Fibonacci, always draw that one. That's the first one. And that's like the bull bear line, the trend line. And that's at 4.0 in this one. And we couldn't, even on an hourly, when we tagged it last week, we couldn't close above it. If we do close above it, that level then becomes support, and the next objective higher is 6.3. So it's, you know, it's a big deal, but that's what we've got to clear to continue higher.
Marvellous.
And if we do, then yes, we're going to 6.3 and then 8.25 next.
Wow. All right. There's a massive move in the last few weeks. Cheers, Nick. If you send me the charts, they're annotated. I'll put them on the company pages and also at the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.